This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. An Afghanistan-based nonprofit says it is working with the UN to free 18 of its staff, including a foreigner, from Taliban detention. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Conditions have become tougher for nonprofit organizations working in Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover 2 years ago, with more reports of interference and restrictions on jobs for Afghan women. On Saturday, the International Assistance Mission said it is working with the UN and others to free the 18 people who were taken from its office this month. It did not confirm reports that one of the detained staffers is a U.S. national. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Iranians at home and abroad mark the first anniversary of the death in police custody of Mahsa Amini, with activists speaking of a renewed crackdown to prevent any resurgence of the protests that rocked major cities last year. The United Nations needs the cooperation of member states and the support from the public to tackle urgent issues at a time when the world is facing multiple challenges, said Dennis Francis, the new president of the 78th session of the UN General Assembly, which opens September 5th.
The United Nations is an extremely large organization comprised of many subsidiary organizations that do extraordinarily good work on the ground in countries to help and support populations in distress or in need.
More than 140 world leaders will head to the UN next week. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia, and he met with Russian defense minister and inspected state-of-the-art weapons. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. More now on Kim Jong-un's trip to Russia, where he is making a stop at Russia's Pacific Fleet. VOA's Alexa Strope has more.
Kim's official media back home says he was deeply impressed after touring a factory producing Russia's most advanced warplanes Friday. Kim's trip to Russia has sparked Western concerns about an arms alliance in which North Korean munitions fuel Putin's war in Ukraine and Russia's technologies advance the threat posed by Kim's military nuclear program. Experts have said potential military cooperation between the countries could include efforts to modernize North Korea's outdated air force. Kim's plans to see Russian naval ships in Vladivostok could be another hint at what he wants from Russia, possibly in exchange for supplying munitions to refill Putin's declining reserves as his invasion of Ukraine becomes a drawn-out war of attrition. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo, has been extradited to the United States to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid. Ryan Chang reports for Reuters.
The younger Guzman was briefly arrested in 2019, but he was released on orders of the Mexican president at that time to avoid bloodshed. The State Department has been offering a reward worth millions of dollars for information leading to the arrest or conviction of Ovidio Guzman and three of his brothers. Court documents say they allegedly controlled extensive operations trading fentanyl, a highly addictive poison that kills nearly 200 Americans daily, and they allegedly reaped hundreds of millions of dollars in profits by flooding the United States with the drug.
And in other world news headlines, Zulu Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi is laid to rest in a state funeral. He was a powerful but divisive leader implicated in a wave of deadly violence that marked the birth of modern South Africa. The president of Sierra Leone accuses the United States of pressuring him to interfere in his country's June 24th election count, a statement in stark contrast to the concerns Washington has leveled regarding the fairness of the poll. A European Union regulator hits Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok with a 345 million euro fine over child data breaches in the bloc's latest salvo against the business practices of tech titans. And indigenous former football players have launched a class action suit against Australian rules football bosses for failing to protect them from racist insults on the field, their lawyers say. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.